Here.
Hello, Jake. Can you hear
Yeah,
me?
what's up?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of the Johnston Podcast. And I am interviewing it slash talking to Jake Tomlinson. And he's coming in all the way from North Carolina. So, my first question for you, Jake, is
Kid,
how
stop
is
being
North
like a news
Carolina?
reporter. What the fuck?
Huh?
You sound like a fucking, like, a late night show host.
No, so how's North Carolina?
It's basically the same, but warmer.
Like, I mean, like, the school wise, not like weather wise.
Well, I don't know. It's like the school system's different. Like, you have a lot less classes. I don't know. There's a lot more fights.
Wait, really? More
Yeah.
fights?
Yeah,
Have you seen one yet?
no, I haven't seen them, but there was like a fight today.
Wait, were you in school today?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. All right. So what was the most embarrassing thing or like the funniest thing that's happened to you since you moved to North Carolina? Like, what's the thing you've laughed at the most there?
Well, I was in my uncle's house, and I was like walking in the door, and like I fell over like the dog gate, and like I smashed my face on the ground.
Like how hard? Enough
I
to
don't
like
know.
break your nose?
No, I didn't break my nose.
Well, obviously, but like, was it concrete or like rug?
It was just like hardwood.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll share my most embarrassing story. Well, I have two actually. So one day I was with a few of my friends and an ex-girlfriend. Well, now she's an ex-girlfriend. We were at the mall and she got this soda drink. You know the Japanese sodas that have, like, the little
Yeah.
glass balls in them?
Yeah.
She couldn't open it, so, like, I had to open it for her. And it was, like, super hard to open it. I finally figured out. But since she was, like, shaking it, like, you know, like, because she had to open it, we were in the middle of GameStop, and it exploded all over my face in the middle of GameStop, and a bunch of people were just staring at me. And meanwhile, Ari and CJ, my other two friends, they run out of GameStop laughing so hard, and I didn't know what to do. I was panicking because, like, I'm sitting here soaking wet, standing there. I was, like, in the middle of GameStop, and I just had, like, a bunch of, like, soda all over me. And I don't know if it, like, damaged anything, but then I came in, like, 20 minutes later with napkins and wiped it up, and everyone was staring at me while I was on my hands and knees just wiping up this, like, gross Japanese soda.
Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. And then, the other story was a little bit more violent, but, like, not in a bad way. Basically, I was at a hotel in Kentucky for this thing I do called fine arts. Basically, I advanced to nationals, and it was in a band or, like, a singing thing. I don't remember. I was in Kentucky at a hotel with a bunch of my friends, and they had one of the gym rooms there. So we got one of our, like, people that, like, the watch over us, like an adult. He unlocked it for us, so we're all in there. I'm on the treadmill. I'm enjoying life. I have shorts on that day because we were going out. And mind you, this is Kentucky, so it was really hot, and it was in the summer. And I was on a treadmill, and my friend or someone turned it all the way up. And I was like, all right, I'm about to get off. So my feet were each on the side. So, like, one foot was on the right side, one was on the left side. And then, like, for some reason, I had the bright idea to put my heel down on the treadmill, and I fell. But since, you know, I'm a genius, I didn't let myself fly off. I held on, and the treadmill ripped my legs open, my knee open, and it pulled my pants down. So
oh
here
my
I'm sitting,
God.
I'm in my boxers, bare butt showing in front of a whole room of friends. There were some girls in there, and everyone's laughing. My friend runs over to shut it off. I get up, I pull my pants up, I look at my knee. My knee's, like, dripping blood. It's, like, soaking into my socks. And I'm like, oh, my God. So, later, it was either the same day or a few days after, we were riding this, like, go-kart thing, but it was powered by bicycle, like, pedals.
Yeah.
And got in an accident. And I flew, and I, like, destroyed my whole thigh. I came home from that trip. It was like I got in a car accident. I had bruises and, like, cuts everywhere. It was so bad.
God.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty rough time, but it was a really funny time. Like, looking back at it, I don't have any bad memories. Like, the pain wasn't that bad. I just think of it more of, like, something hilarious. Like, I got pants by a treadmill, you know?
Yeah.
So, one thing I need to ask you. How do you feel that T-Series passed PewDiePie? They just did. Well, I don't know when, but...
I saw it. I'm pretty fucking mad.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty trash. I couldn't believe it, and I thought I, like, was onto something. I was like, no way, this just happened. I messaged my friend Chris, and he's like, I already know. And it's like, dang. I mean, it's pretty annoying. Like, this dude fought so hard just to be passed by, like, a corporate company, which, like,
yeah.
I feels like it's kind of, like, destructive. And
when did T-Series even, like, become a thing?
I don't know. They, like, when he was around 60 million, they just appeared out of nowhere. It was, like out of left field. Everyone was like, yo, this company's gaining subscribers fast. And then PewDiePie was, everyone was like, oh my god, let's sub to PewDiePie. He gained so many subscribers. He's at 90 million now. He was at, like, 50 million, like, last year. So, like,
yeah,
he's gained almost double his old subscriber count. And I think he'll pass them again. It's just a matter of time. They're only 1,000 subscribers ahead when I just checked, which is, like, right before we started the podcast. So, I don't know. But, oh, also, if you hear someone coming, if, like, for some reason, someone walks in, my friend's coming to sleep. So, that might be, he might be another person that gets on this podcast. Anyways, so, about the news, the, not the news thing, the New Zealand thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear what, well, you know what happened, but you heard about what he said about PewDiePie,
yeah,
correct? Yeah. Like, imagine hearing someone say your name. Like, I wonder how much it affected PewDiePie. Like, he's not, I don't think he's really showing how much it affected him, considering, I mean, someone committed a terrorist attack right after they said your name. I think that's kind of, that'd be kind of a burden on you. And then, obviously, the people that he's following and him, he's getting attacked by social media, but that, it's not his fault. I don't understand what people are talking about when they say that, like, he, it's his fault. He didn't really do anything, so yeah, he doesn't have control. Have you had the school lunch yet?
No, not yet. I'm preparing a lunch.
You really?
Yeah.
Does, wait, so what classes do you have? Is it, like, the same type of classes?
Yeah, but I don't have math this semester.
Wait, so you only have math? Wait, so you only have math in, like, one semester?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty nice.
Right.
I saw the photos of your track and field area.
Yeah.
The gym. How's that?
It's okay. It's just like any track.
All right. I'm going to fire you up with some questions real quick. Actually, I want to ask you one more question. What was the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you, like, ever?
Probably when, like, fifth grade, I was, like, on the swing, and, like, I, like, jumped off, but, like, when I landed, like, legs spread it apart, and, like, my whole entire pants are ripped open. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Like, this was in front of people?
Yeah, yeah. I was wearing, like, freaking cargo shorts. And, like, my pants just went and it's ripped open.
Yeah, alright, now what is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you? Like, the thing you've ever laughed the hardest at. It doesn't matter if it's stupid, just, what was the hardest you've ever laughed?
I don't really know.
Well, I mean, like, I laugh hard a lot. I'm, like, a laughable person, like, I laugh easily. And it's usually with Ari. We'll say something stupid, and we'll just sit there laughing, and no one knows who we're talking about, so we just look like we're insane.
Yeah,
it's always in class.
I probably,
so, like, everyone's like, bro.
Probably laughed the hardest when David threw Nathan into a locker.
Wait. Describe that. Describe what happened.
So, after lunch in, like, eighth grade, so, like, Nathan kept, like making David mad and, like, punching stuff. Nathan came running up behind him, and David just grabbed him and threw him up against the locker. Dude, it was the funniest thing.
Like, head first?
No, he like picked them up and threw them onto a locker. Like his back hit the locker.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, so I'm gonna fire with some quick questions.
This is the last question.
Well, no, that's the last big question. I'm gonna have quicker ones. What is your favorite color?
Green.
Green. All right. Everyone note this down so you'll know everything about Jake Tomlinson. Anyways, favorite flavor of ice cream?
Coffee.
Coffee? Like with the chocolate chips or like
no, just plain coffee.
Oh, okay. I've never really heard anyone like coffee the most. Favorite flavor of soda? Favorite soda.
Probably Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, that's a mwah, nice choice. Next thing I need to ask you, what is your favorite song right now that you've been listening to?
I don't really listen to music that much.
Do you have a favorite artist at least?
Not really, no. I just listen to whatever David puts on his playlist.
Oh yeah, I forgot you share a playlist with David.
Yeah.
So did you hear what happened with Aiden's girlfriend? He's pretty mad.
You know what happened?
His girlfriend got like pushed by some other girl, and like there's always some drama in our school. Like every time I do one of these podcasts, I guarantee there'll be something new. Because, like, our school is filled with drama. Like, drama and then, like, kids dueling. That's literally, the summary of our school, dude.
Yeah, so, like, what happened with his girlfriend?
Oh, no. So, basically, this girl, I'm not going to name drop.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because, like, people will probably watch this because I'm shouting it out on the screen. Anyways, I already name dropped her on my Instagram, though. She was cheating on a math test, and I think she did it a lot. Like, she always cheated. Yeah. And Aiden's girlfriend and Shannon, they did the right thing, Jenna and Shannon. They, they literally just did the right thing. I mean, they did technically do the right thing. They told on her. Well, not told, but, like, they just said something. They ratted her out. They were like, yo, she's been using her phone, like, all these quizzes, and it's unfair to everyone else who actually tries. So this girl gets heated, and she starts, like, pushing Jenna and Shannon, and she's like, I want to fight them. And she wanted to like fight them, and the teacher had to stop it, and she got suspended. But the thing is, she's a really quiet, like, seems to be nice, like really nice girl, like one of the quiet girls.
Damn.
And it was like, I couldn't believe that. And then Aiden's pretty mad, and there's a lot of things going on at the school, but I don't really know everything. But so you've made any new friends at your new school, right?
I guess, yeah.
How many? Like one, two?
I don't know.
30? Wait, Aiden said that you had that you met a friend that's like one kid. I don't know who he is, or maybe it was Austin. Is that true? Like, who's the kid that you met?
Boy.
I don't remember. Someone said something that you met a new friend already.
No, not really.
Dang, well, it will happen, and then you'll replace us, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, one other thing. So, you know, you had Mr. Stahl, correct?
No.
Well, basically, he gave everyone a quiz. It was a test, and everyone in my class failed except for one kid, and he passed with a 67.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And, like, most of the grades were probably, like, 30. But since, like, one of my friends, he has a zero in that class because he doesn't do any work. He, if he got a 20 on that quiz, it would have actually brought his grade up. That's how low his grade is. It's like, he tries. It's not like he doesn't try. But what am I saying? He does not try. It's not like he's trying. If he tried, I guarantee he could get good grades. He did it before. But he just doesn't do homework because he doesn't feel like it. So what are your opinions on Minecraft becoming 10 years old? Like, what are your best memories with that game?
Probably in 360, but all the new textures are trash. Like, the game used to be good.
Yeah. Back on 360.
When it was simple.
Mm. back on 360 days, I had a friend, his name's Andrew, and we would just sit on Xbox 360. This was the only game. We mostly played Minecraft out of every game.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes we played Skate 3 because, like, we thought it was so funny to play, like, Hall of Meat. And basically, we would just sit there. We had, like, survival worlds and stuff. And I remember on Christmas, I had to wait till my grandma got to, what's it called, got here because she lives in Maine, where she lived in Maine.
Yeah.
But I had to wait for her to come, and he got his Xbox One early. And I went to church that day because it was Christmas on Sunday, so I went to church.
Yeah.
I saw him there, and he was like, bro, I got an Xbox One. And I came home, and I was like, I was so depressed. I wanted to, like, cry because I thought I was not going to get an Xbox One. And, like, my best friend and I play, like, Minecraft is like, I didn't think I was going to get one. And my parents were like, it's fine. Like, they do that thing that, like, every parent does. Like, well, sorry. I just couldn't do it. And then, like, Christmas came and I opened it. So, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, what has been going on in... Oh, I want to see some things about memes. How do you like this month's memes? The U is at the club and,
Yeah, that one's funny.
Yeah. So, there really isn't any... Did you like the Shaggy meme? I know it's so dead now, but yeah. Did you like it?
The Tetris beatboxing guy, that was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, the Tetris beat... He died so quick, but I actually had him as my ringtone for, like, a week or some crap like that. But then, like, he died, like, really hard. And I feel bad because, like, he's a legitimate dude. Like, he wasn't doing it for the memes.
Yeah.
Then he got popularity because of the meme, but then it died, so he's just, like, standing there, like, oh. But, like, I don't know. I feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Describe in detail what you would want for your first car.
I don't know. A car that's reliable that I can drive to school.
So, like, a Toyota Camry or some crap like that? A Jeep?
If it runs every day, yeah.
Yeah. What's your dream car?
I don't know.
Dude, how do you not know your dream car? Everyone has a car that you would love to own. Like, if you were
rich. There's a lot of them. Give me a minute.
All right.
What's your dream car?
I'd have to say... Dude, I, as much as I want to be, like, all cool, like, full, I'd rather, like, go into detail and stuff. I'm just going to say a Lamborghini Aventador or something. Because, like, you can't go wrong with a Lambo if you're rich.
I'm going to go with a BMW i8.
BMW i8. Yeah, some kid got his BMW stolen. I don't know who he is, but it was going around on social media. He goes to our school. He got his BMW stolen. It's a really nice. It's like a maroon red. He got it back, though. He found it in Mass.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty tough. And, yeah, I ordered do you see the new controller I ordered for?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ordered that controller. It's coming in April 2nd, which is, I mean, pretty fire. Because, like, my controller is so broken, I can barely play. That reminds me, what games have you been playing recently?
Rainbow Siege.
Barely? Yeah. Do you have season 4?
I don't have the operators, but...
Oh, yeah. Dude, Mozzie, if you do get the operators, Mozzie's very...
I have everybody up to I have the Dokubi and the other one, but that's all I have. Everyone after have.
Yeah. Also, so are you playing now on PC or Xbox?
I play mostly on PC, but I play Xbox a lot too. All
right. What else? Do you still play Pipe at all? Because I know that was a game you used to love to play.
From board.
If you're bored. Wait, so did they update it at all? Because I know it was like in a beta or something.
Yeah, it's still in beta, but it has a lot of new maps.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you add multiplayer?
Your house and trying that. Oh, yeah. So in case anyone doesn't know about Jake's basketball hoop, he had a basketball hoop in front of his house. And when he moved to North Carolina, there's a few periods of days where people weren't in the house yet. And we went and we got his basketball hoop to, like, have a memory of him. And they're actually – now the basketball hoop's sitting in my front yard and we play basketball on it. And also there's a memorial that was made for him at the skate park on Killingly.
Yeah.
So you were sent off pretty well. I mean, I was expecting you to leave Monday. And on Sunday night, I was somewhere Sunday night, so I didn't get the chance to go to your house. I was sick on Sunday night. And I thought that we were all going to go to your house before you left, but you actually left on Sunday, which is pretty depressing.
Yeah. Well, I was at a hotel on Sunday night because all our beds were out of the house.
Oh, yeah. It's like you got, like, taken away or something. Like, we went to your house. It felt like you were still there. Your pool was there. You had coats hanging up on your deck, like, on the coat hangers. You left your coats, dude.
Yeah, because we didn't really need them.
Well, yeah. That's pretty tough. Also, guys, if you want to be interviewed or you want to answer some questions for me and you want to be on this podcast, hit me up on Instagram, 401.sam. And also, when I put this out there, Jake, how do you do your Instagram tag? I'm gonna at you right now. I'm gonna shout you. Well, you can shout yourself out. How do you say it?
It's Jake_T_618. Yeah.
Heard it there, folks. Anyways, this podcast is a lot shorter because I didn't have any questions written down. So, thank you guys for watching this podcast. And next podcast might be sponsored by Anchor. It depends if I want to take the sponsorship or not. But thank you guys for tuning in. And I'll be here next Tuesday with a new person to interview. Have a good day, Jake.
Your mom.